With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dick Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. Welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. You know that feeling when you're about to walk into a room full of people and your stomach starts doing flips? Or maybe it's before a big presentation and you feel like your mind's playing a game of dodgeball with all your insecurities. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You can actually hack that feeling. And the secret weapon? Positive self-talk. Think of your inner voice as a DJ that's constantly spinning tracks in your head, shaping your perception of the world and yourself. Now, if that DJ is playing only negative vibes on repeat, you're not good enough. What if you mess up? No wonder you feel like dancing with doubt. But we can change that playlist. We can crank up those positive affirmations and learn to talk to ourselves like the awesome people we are. Here's the thing, your brain is seriously wired for negativity. It's an evolutionary thing, better safe than sorry, right? But in today's world, that safety mode can be a bit of a buzzkill. So how do we rewire it? First up, awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't judge them, just notice them like clouds passing by. Then challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Often, you'll realize those facts are more fiction than reality. Next, sprinkle in some self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you'd be kind to a good friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles. It's part of being human. Acknowledge your feelings without beating yourself up about them. Now, let's get practical. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Start small, I am capable, I am worthy, I can handle this. Repeat them throughout the day, especially when you feel doubt creeping in. Imagine these affirmations as little seeds you're planting in your mind. With consistent watering that you're repeating them, they'll grow into strong, vibrant beliefs. Visualize success. Picture yourself confidently navigating those tricky situations. See yourself succeeding, feeling good, and owning the moment. Visualization isn't just about wishful thinking, it's about training your brain to believe in its own power. Remember, confidence isn't something you either have or don't have. It's a muscle that gets stronger with practice. The more you challenge negative self-talk and replace it with positive affirmations, the more confident you'll become. Think of it like this. Every time you silence that inner critic and speak kindly to yourself, you're leveling up your confidence game. Ever had a moment where you really nailed something, even though you were initially feeling hesitant? Maybe you landed a big presentation at work or finally went for that audition you've been dreaming of. Remember that feeling? That's the power of positive self-talk in action. So, what are you waiting for? Start rewiring your brain today. Replace those negative whispers with powerful affirmations and watch your confidence soar. You've got this. Want to share your success stories or struggles with overcoming self-doubt? Hit us up on social media using the hashtag #BrainstormBoost. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are capable of amazing things, so go out there and make it happen.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.